All right, we're on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Ty Taylor talking with the head coach of the state champion Diet Eagles, Jamal Gill. And, Coach, I saw your team back on November the 30th in Rock Island, a game we covered you play against Rock Ridge that day, a win you got over the Rockets. So just looking at the progression of the season from November 30th to, you know, March 15th, winning the state championship, what a journey. Just kind of walk us through the emotion for you as you walk off the floor at State Farm Center in Champaign with a state championship trophy.
Hey, I'm exhausted right now, but I'm just full of joy. You know this journey. You saw us in Rock Island. I believe all of those tournaments, we talked about that tournament, very, very, very strong team tournament. I knew that that would prepare us for down here. So, hey, this journey, as you know, you can see it from all everything we did it to make sure that we were competitive down here, downstate.
Something we talked about that day, too, is that, you know, you were looking to get out of the city and maybe see some different styles of basketball, where I know that day against Rock Ridge, you did such a good job of, you know, playing with the lead and holding on with Rock Ridge, trying to pick up the pressure. And I think that's something you need to do today to get to the finish line against Altoff Ride. And the only 2A team you lost to all season was Sherrard and Moline. We saw you there in the Quad Cities, too, that day. So just kind of talk to us more about, you know, what those experiences maybe gave you to help you get to the finish line and win the state championship here today.
Oh, yeah, well. We did plan against Rock Ridge. We kind of spread the floor, held the ball. But as the season progressed, I saw that the guys were tough. They were ready for it. So we didn't want to take the gas off. We wanted to keep applying pressure. Hey, Sherrard was a tough team. They caught us. Sherrard is a tough team, and they prepared us. I mean, they showed us what state basketball is. So my hat's off to those guys.
And then just, I think the great story about Diet, too, is we talked about this with you a little bit back in November, that the school closed for a school year, reopened. You've been the head coach ever since the school, you know, opened its doors again. So just kind of walk us through that aspect of the story, how cool for the community when you see a school close, reopen, and win a state championship 8 school years later. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was very strange. I mean, even me coming to Diet was different. I was at Hyde Park. We were winning. We were Sweet 16 in the city, Elite 8. We were playing in that tough 3A. But when I got the opportunity to leave there and become a head coach at Diet, I took it on. And Diet has opened their arms up to me, wrapped them around me, pretty much gave me everything I needed as far as building a program. We're starting from the ground up. You know, they supported me. So, hey. I'm just happy. I'm extremely happy.
I know you need the buy-in from the kids, but also, you know, the community, too, and something you spoke about in the statewide press conference, 10 seniors. I mean, that is unheard of, I think. So just the buy-in you got from the community, but the kids, too, to get to this point, I'm sure pretty special with 10 seniors on the roster getting to win the state championship.
Yeah, thank you. Well, with 10 seniors, I mean, as I spoke before, it's experience, battle-tested. I trust those guys. I've had them a long time. I know what they're capable of. But as you said, the community, my coaches are part of the largest community organization within that Kenwood, Washington Park area, where we're in those blocks. We're talking to the kid. We're mentoring all year round. So this is a championship for them all. It's a championship for everyone.
And then just last thing I wanted to ask you, I know for Diet it was the first ever state championship in school history, right? So just what does that mean to you, the kids, and the school community to get to bring a state championship back to Diet?
It means a lot. I mean, I'm there not only just as a coach. I'm in the school every day. I know what my team means to the community and the school. So I think it's huge. It's huge. I can't even put it into words. It's huge.
Coach Jamal Gill of the state champion Diet Eagles in Class 2A, appreciate the time, sir, and congratulations. It's been fun to follow your team this year.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.